Welcome to the Gospel Minute, part of the teaching ministry of Praise Temple Apostolic Church. In this podcast, we explore various topics pertaining to the Kingdom of God with the ministers of Praise Temple. Today, we will be hearing from Brother Briar Crick. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening, podcasters. And I would like to talk to you today about a calm walk on a violent sea. I'll be taking my scripture today from Matthew 14, 28 and 32. And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried and saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt?" In this scripture, what I mainly take from it is it seems to me a lot like the walk of a Christian going from saved to ministry, going from a new convert to beginning our walk in our ministry of Jesus Christ. We can see that walking in a ministry is much like walking on a stormy sea. The world being the sea, a violent place, and the calm walk being an anointed ministry. In a spiritual walk, our focus on Jesus Christ and our faith are essential to keeping us from sinking into the water. In a violent world full of hate and evil, it becomes hard to focus on the main thing, to focus on Jesus Christ as the one who sent us. And as we see Peter, as he steps out of the boat and begins to walk towards Jesus, all is well. He's walking on the water. But we can see that soon he begins to realize that the waves are real and that the waves are high and dangerous. And in this situation, it becomes very hard for Peter to focus on Jesus, the one who called him out on the waves to begin with. In a situation like this, it is essential that we maintain our faith and our focus to stand our ground when the waves come. Even if what we are standing on appears to be water, we are actually standing on the rock. We are not just walking on the water, we are standing on the rock that has called us to begin with. The rock, the eternal rock, the unmovable rock, the unshaken rock. But in a Christian walk, we face very large waves, whether it would be sickness or a death in the family, anything that would try to take our focus off of Jesus, the one who sent us out on the waves in the first place. This is the point where our faith and our focus is crucial to survival. If we ever lose sight of the main mission, the one who sent us, it will be easy for the waves to overcome us. And this is what we see happening to Peter in verse 30. As he notices that the waves are high and dangerous, as he notices that his situation is a little too extraordinary even for him to believe, what I commonly think in this place as Peter began to sink is, how far did he sink before he cried out? As soon as the water started to go over the top of his foot, did he scream at the top of his lungs to signal to Jesus that there was some sort of trouble? Or did he try to continue walking? Did he wait until the water was up to his ankles to cry out, or did he try to continue walking, thinking that the water's getting a little high, but I can continue walking, it's not prohibiting me too far? Or did he wait until the water was halfway up to his knees to cry out? Or did he try to continue to walk? Did he try to continue to to trudge on through the journey, even though the water was starting to rise. Did he wait until the water was up to his knees to cry out, or did he try to continue going? It is essential in a walk, a Christian walk, that we can see when we begin to fall. If we do fall, we have to know when to call out. As we can see in the scripture, it says that when Peter began to sink, he cried out. Peter knew that he could not let the water and the waves overtake him, or he would not make it to Jesus or back to the boat. He knew that he had to be rescued as soon as possible before the waves would take him under. He called out to Jesus, and Jesus reaching in and saving him. And you can see that in the scripture it says when he called out, Jesus reached forth and saved him, which means he had to be close. He had to be just there, just close to Jesus, close enough that he could reach him. And this is where we have to watch ourselves. Because just because you're very close to Jesus does not mean that the waves are not there. The waves will always be there, and we have to watch ourselves. But being close to Jesus is essential. If he had not been as close to Jesus, would he have been able to reach out as easily and grab him and pull him back to the surface? Yes, but it would have taken longer. Peter knew how essential it was to call out as soon as possible. Peter, being brought back to the boat to safety by Jesus, was wiser and had learned a lesson to focus on what was really worth focusing on, to focus on what really matters, to focus on the one who sent us on the journey to begin with, Jesus. It is crucial for any Christian walk that we focus on this, that we focus on Jesus and not the waves.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Gospel Minute. If you enjoyed this podcast, take a minute to leave us a review and subscribe to be notified when we post a new episode. You can also follow us on our Facebook page, Praise Temple Apostolic Church. If you would like to join us in service, we are located at 725 West Knoll Avenue, Madisonville, Kentucky. Our service times are Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. God bless.